From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Jabari Peoples is more than a statistic. That's the message from the family of the 18-year-old black teen who was shot and killed by a Homewood police officer earlier this year. WBHM's Noel Annan met with Peoples' parents recently to hear their memories and why they still dispute the police's account of the incident.
Thick green trees loom over the unlined road to Aliceville in West Alabama. Between them, you can catch glimpses of farmland and fields of cotton. This is the area Jabari Peoples used to drive in his black and red Mustang.
I gave him my Mustang on his 18th birthday. Mm-hmm. It's a Mustang 5.0. It's a 2006. He loved it.
That is William Peoples, Jabari Peoples' father. Jabari's mother, Vivian Sterling, sits beside him in a conference room in Aliceville City Hall. They say Peoples was an athlete, a football and track star. He loved working on his car. And Sterling says he was the youngest, with eight older siblings.
His nickname in the family was Baby, because he was the baby, and everybody just treated him like a baby, especially me. People used to tell him, you need to let that boy grow up, but I couldn't.
Jabari Peoples' curiosity often drove him to dogged research. He wanted to know exactly how to upgrade the engine in his Mustang before ever picking up a tool. He had a goddaughter and a close-knit extended family. His parents say he had an eye for fashion, showing off a picture of him in a gold brocade jacket and black turtleneck. He's holding out his fist to the camera, showing off a gold ring. As they parse through memories of their son, they laugh and reach for each other's shoulders. A warm smile lights up their eyes as they exchange a knowing look, lost in a shared memory. But the moment passes quickly.
We really were just looking at him and waiting on him to do all of these things that he was planning to do.
His parents don't just grieve the boy who died. They grieve the man he was becoming.
He wanted to go to school, get several degrees, go to the military, become a detective, own a detective firm.
He was going to Alabama A&M for college. They say he was researching how to get his pilot's license.
Well, blow me away when he said he wanted to be a pilot. I said, I'm scared of heights.
Neither one of us ever been on a plane. But I said, if I would have got on one, it would have been with Jabari.
Did he ever get to fly?
No,
he never got to fly.
Authorities say Jabari Peoples reached for a gun when a police officer approached him on the night of June 23rd in a Homewood park. But the family still disputes that. His parents say he would have never acted out around a police officer. They trained him how to be careful around police.
Respect them. Don't give them no reason to do nothing to you.
Nearly 1,400 people were killed by cops in the country in 2024. That's according to an online database tracking fatal police shootings, the Mapping Police Violence Project. It adds that black Americans are nearly three times as likely to be killed by police. In the weeks after his death, the family pushed for body cam footage to be released. When the family was eventually allowed to see it, neither of his parents could bring themselves to watch it.
I didn't want to see my son get shot. I didn't want to see.
But Angel Smith, people's sister, did see the video. At a press conference after viewing the footage, she said the video was heavily edited, hard to decipher, and showed only a small portion of the incident. Jefferson County District Attorney Danny Carr said the video confirmed Peoples had a gun and ruled his death as justifiable. Carr's office did not respond to questions about if the footage was edited, and Homewood Police did not address the issue either. The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency did not comment. But the family still wants all the footage released publicly, including the police officers' dash cams or the park cameras.
We just want to get to the truth. Unedited. Show the whole video to the public. Let it be known. Don't tarnish his name.
With his son now gone, William Peoples says he struggles to eat and make it through each day.
It's a hard job, but it's gonna work. I'm not gonna give up. Keep fighting for my son, until the day I leave here.
He says Jabari's room and possessions remain where he left them, and that Mustang is still parked in the yard. Noel Annan, WBHM.